18 after 6. People have been awarded honours today, amongst them Mike McColl-Jones, OAM. Good morning and heartiest congratulations, young man.
Thank you, Ross. Thank you. And hello, John.
Hey, tell us, how do you find out you get the honour?
The hardest thing actually was knowing about it for nearly 3 months and not being able to say a word. Mm. So it was back in early March, I think.
When do you actually get it?
September or October, I believe.
Do you have to go and kneel before some dignitary, Mike, or do they post it to you?
No, you have to go and kneel.
Hey, when you reflect about your career that has generated this particular honour, thinking about over your career, what leaps out? What are the memories that come foremost to mind?
Look, I think probably starting with Graham on a month's trial, because that's how it all started. And I was terrified, of course, because I didn't know whether I could do it another day, much less another week, a month. And then, actually, in those days at GDV, we were surrounded by so many experienced people who had gone through vaudeville, radio, theatre, advertising and whatever. And you couldn't help but learn something. And they were all willing to teach us, all of us young ones who came in, you know, at the start.
Well, all your writing, I'm familiar with it. It's very funny and very witty. Did you ever think of performing yourself?
No, never. Hmm. No, that was an easy answer. Because day I did it for Graham's memorial service, I was in an absolute state of shock. That's the only way I think I could get through it.
I assume, Mike, once a gag writer, once a joke writer, always a joke writer. So I assume that jokes occurred to you even yesterday.
Yes, they do. And Philip Brady said never very far away from the butt of them. I've probably sent up Philip more often than anyone else in the whole world.
Well, you both live in the same suburb. Do you ever bump into him in the street?
We went to the same school.
Oh.
I met Philip when I was 8. He was in my grandfather. My grandfather was a dentist. And there was Philip sitting on a puffet in the waiting room. And that's where we met for the first time.
I thought you were about to say he was in your grandfather's class in school.
I know you did.
there are precious few jokes on television these days.
I find it amazing that we are one of the few countries on earth that doesn't have a Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And I think, as far as the program is concerned, the other great advantage Tonight Show's had was that they forced people to stay up and watch 2 or 3 hours of television that they wouldn't normally watch, mm-hmm. in order to get to something that was actually live and happening right then.
Hey, listen, tell me, what time did... two questions. In Melbourne Tonight, I assume, was live, and what time did it go to air?
It always went to air at 9:30.
Right, so 9:30... So
on the dot.
I can understand why it's a little easier in Europe, because they stay up later. But
you see, I thought that when we did Tonight Live, because that started at 10:30 at night, and we required a live audience, and it was never less than packed.
Mike, wonderful news. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And well-deserved. Mike McColl-Jones, OAM.